Consumer Guide Automotive's Tom Appel pops on this program and many others here on WGN. He does so right now with us. Hey, Tom, how are you doing, bud?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So it looks like we went off a little bit of an EV sales cliff when the federal tax credit ended. I think a lot of people, including yourself, saw this coming. Well, I guess the million-dollar question here, or probably the trillion-dollar question, is this just a glut because enough people bought beforehand, they were prompted to, and they wanted to do it before this ended? Or is this federal tax credit leaving really going to hurt future sales, like if you even it out over the next couple of years? You see what I'm asking, Tom?
Yeah, I do, and I think it's both things, John. I think there was a huge pull ahead, and a lot of people who were thinking about buying electric did that in advance of the federal tax credit being discontinued. So we saw a huge surge in EV sales, and the fall off the next month, September to October, was about 50%, and about 30% from October the year before. So big drop off. I think it's going to moderate a little bit higher than this, but I don't think we're going to see a surge back to the old numbers soon.
Yeah. I just wonder if this is overall going to slow down the overall number, Tom. Like if people's habits, you know, they maybe want to make that push, but that tax credit not being there is going to prevent them from doing that. And then if you're a fan of EVs, you'd say, well, boy, the worst thing that you could do is have someone now buy one more combustible engine car because they last for a long time now. And then that one consumer could be another 10 or 11 years before they buy an EV. I mean, this delaying a car buying ends up being a big thing.
It is, yeah. And you know what? There's an interesting analogy here back to when people started replacing their LPs with CDs. And they did that largely because of the new technology. And I think that to some extent, maybe not a great extent, people were buying EVs to get the new thing because they believe it's the better thing. And now with the tax credit gone, the incentive to do that just disappeared. And I don't think people are going to be willing to pay more money to make a technology change.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. I wonder if you would ever consider bringing it back because it has obviously increased sales a lot. I mean, that comes with a lot of complications as well, but you'll keep your eye on it. Oh, by the way, do we know how Tesla is doing these days? Last time you and I chatted specifically about Tesla, you were painting quite a disparaging picture about how their sales and how things have been going. Do we have any update? Have they recovered a little bit?
Their sales are still down. They're still strong. And not to overstate things, Tesla is still the best-selling EV manufacturer in the U.S. by far. Mm. General Motors is second. They're still selling an awful lot of EVs, but a couple of things happened. They lost the tax credit. They became politically unpopular. And then EVs from other makers got really good and interesting. And General Motors is selling a bunch of EVs that are interesting, including the Chevrolet Equinox. And then this is new now. The Chevrolet Bolt with a B EV is coming back, and that's got a base price of $28,000. Without the tax credit, and the Nissan Leaf is coming back, another entry-level product. Those will probably cut into Tesla sales a little bit and probably make up a lot of sales moving forward because those are now the affordable EVs.
But it's still, if you were to take a snapshot, a Polaroid of today, if you're buying an electric vehicle, most people or more people are buying Teslas than any other maker.
They still are, yes. By far, and it's because the Model Y, which is their small crossover, and the Model 3, their small sedan, they're very good cars. There's nothing about those cars that I think should steer people away. Obviously, it's politically unpopular. People don't want to buy that because they don't want to make the wrong political statement, and that's unfortunate. And additionally unfortunate is there's an awful lot of those vehicles available used for bargain prices.
Wow.
So if you wanted to dip your toe in the water and you're not afraid of some sort of political commitment, that's a great way to go.
Here's to a car that I'm never going to buy, a Lexus, I assume so. They have a van? Is this a new thing? I'm looking at pictures at Consumer Guide Automotive. What is this thing that they're debuting?
Yeah, this is a fantastic story, and it's a lot of fun. So Lexus actually does sell a van already in China. It's a minivan, and they haven't brought it to the U.S. But what happened recently is that Lexus brought three concept cars to the Tokyo Mobility Show, which is a big deal. It's a biannual car show, and a lot of Asian manufacturers make a show there. What Lexus is doing is attempting to come up with ideas to replace its legendary LS sedan. Now, if you go back to 1990, the LS was the first car that Lexus introduced in the U.S., and it made a huge splash because it was very much like a Mercedes-Benz S-Class or a BMW 7 Series, but sold for so much less money, and it was really, really good. And that's been the flagship of the brand forever. But it doesn't sell anymore because people don't buy sedans, especially luxury sedans. So Lexus is experimenting with three concept cars. Hard to know how serious they are, but one of them is this crazy six-wheel minivan.
Yeah, it's wild. I can't even... Suffice to say, just go to your website to look at the picture of this thing. It's kind of sleek. It looks kind of like a Lexus, but yeah, six wheels. I don't know how that's going to fly. Last but not least, GM is saying goodbye to their Apple CarPlay relationship, huh?
They are, yeah, and it happened in two stages. We may have talked about the fact that they removed Apple CarPlay availability from their electric vehicles, and not too long afterwards, a few months later, they noted they announced that they're going to remove Apple CarPlay from all of their vehicles moving forward. So this isn't immediately, but it's as these vehicles are redesigned.
Yeah, that's
and they get updated software.
That's an interesting one. We can read all of these more stories and more. Where at, Mr. Appel?
CarConsumerGuide.com.
And the Car Guy podcast, you got stuff coming up?
The Car Stuff podcast this week, we turn to Tiago Castro, who is the Vice President of Operations in North America for Infiniti. We're talking about the future of that brand. It's a good interview.
Tom, it's always good to talk to you. Do it again soon, okay?
Thanks, John.